On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise Movie. Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. He's the author of two books, Straight Up Blatant and My Year of Chevy. Now, both are available at Amazon.com. Follow him on Twitter, as I do, at Aisle Seat, and his appearance sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg, campustheater.org. Welcome aboard, sir.
Good morning and happy Friday.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming in. Yeah, nice rainy Friday out there. I guess we need the precipitation, though. Let's start out with Dumbo.
Tim Burton's Dumbo stars Colin Farrell as a war veteran who returns home and goes back to work at a failing circus run by Danny DeVito. His two children discover that the new baby elephant can fly, which makes the circus suddenly popular. But then an entrepreneur, played by Michael Keaton, buys the elephant from DeVito, and things go downhill from there. Dumbo is the latest remake of a Disney animated classic, following Cinderella, The Jungle Book, and Beauty and the Beast. I don't know why they keep doing this, since it's impossible to top the originals. It's like Disney is saying, we're going to take this thing you love and give you an inferior version of it. That's certainly true here. The original Dumbo only runs 64 minutes, so this new movie has to invent a lot of story to stretch things out to 2 hours. What they come up with is not particularly original. Rich hotshot taking advantage of a small business owner? Been there, done that, times a thousand. It's also worth mentioning the kids may grow bored by the film, which has long, talky sections that are elephant-free. In fairness, Danny DeVito is hilarious, and one or two scenes generate some suspense. Dumbo isn't awful, but it is relentlessly bland and uninspired. Just watch the original again. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2.5 hallucinations of pink elephants.
2.5 seems high considering you just weren't impressed.
Like I said, it's not an awful movie. I sat there and I watched it and I wasn't feeling miserable. It's just bland. There's no reason for this movie to exist. The original Dumbo is perfect as it is. There's nothing that can be added to it from having live actors or a CGI elephant. So I don't know why this movie even exists, to be honest with you.
Make money?
It didn't even open all that well, really, compared to a lot of the other Disney remakes that they've had lately. So, they keep doing this, and we still have Aladdin and a new version of The Lion King coming out this year. And I, for one, am really tired of this trend that Disney is doing.
All right, so this is a money grab that may or may not work in this particular case for Dumbo. They may not get their money back?
I don't think they will. It cost a reported $170 million to
make. Get out of here.
Yeah, and it opens, I think, like 40 or 45. And I think it's going to go downhill. I think the kids are going to be bored by it. I saw it in 3D, and I have never seen a movie that does less with 3D than Dumbo. You would think that the 3D would make you feel like you're flying on top of the elephant, and it just doesn't. They barely use it. So,
there's one scene where the elephant flies near you, so I imagine in 3D it flies right over your head.
It didn't even feel like that. That's what I was waiting for the whole time. It couldn't even give us that.
Okay, so, all right, so this is 2.5, but just barely. I think you're being generous there based on your description.
I think it's marginally better than Beauty and the Beast and The Jungle Book were, only because I outright hated those movies. This one, I just sat there kind of staring at the screen and not really feeling much of anything other than ambivalence.
You sure you're not predisposed to dislike it because of this money grab?
I really wanted to like it because I've historically been a Tim Burton fan. And I thought, well, you know, he's an interesting director. Maybe he's going to put an interesting spin on this. Maybe
sure.
He's going to do something different or find a way to...
A dark spin to Dumbo.
Exactly.
A dark Dumbo.
Yeah, find a way to liven it up or make it seem fresh. But no, he takes a very traditional approach right down the middle. So I was disappointed.
It is the cinematography notes? I mean, how do you even... If you didn't know that he had directed this, mm-hmm. would you have known he directed it? Would you figure it out?
Probably not, except for two scenes that take... The Michael Keaton character has this giant theme park, and there's a section of it called Nightmare Town or something like that, where it has all of the, like, a werewolf and an alligator creature. That's the only part of the movie where you can tell it was directed by Tim Burton, because suddenly in those scenes, the movie comes alive, and you can tell that that's where Tim Burton's heart was at, and that he really loved doing those scenes, but the rest of it is just so traditional and bland and offers nothing new.
Okay, so Dumbo is not going to be a home run. 2.5.
Hallucinations of Pink Elephants. In honor of a scene that they don't include here, you know, in the original, Dumbo accidentally gets drunk and has the hallucinations.
Right.
In this movie, the pink elephants take the form of a circus act where people are blowing bubbles that form the shape of elephants. So they've really taken a lot of the parts of Dumbo that everybody knows and loves the most and have either scrapped them or completely changed them.
Well, you would think Tim Burton would go to town on that.
Yeah.
You know, so, but he doesn't. Okay, so lost opportunity here, and doesn't bode well for the other live-action Disney films that are coming up. All right, 2.5 hallucinations of pink elephants. New movies. What is in the theaters these days?
This is a pretty exciting weekend. There's three new movies, and all of them look pretty good. We start off with Shazam, in which a streetwise 14-year-old foster kid develops the ability to turn into the adult superhero Shazam. Now, here's a little interesting piece of trivia. Shazam is a DC character, but his real name is actually Captain Marvel. And they can't call him that because decades ago, Marvel also created their Captain Marvel character, and they actually went and filed for the copyright to own that name. So DC's Captain Marvel had to be called something else, and he's now known as Shazam. So just a little bit of trivia there for you. Since we had the Captain Marvel movie opening last month, now we got the other Captain Marvel, Shazam. Next up, we have Pet Sematary, which is based on Stephen King's novel. A couple discovers a mysterious burial ground hidden deep in the woods near their new home. Of course, this was already made back in 1989, so this is kind of a new updated version of it. And finally, we have The Best of Enemies, which is based on a true story. A civil rights activist faces off against the head of the local Ku Klux Klan in 1971 Durham, North Carolina, over the issue of school integration. It stars Sam Rockwell and Taraji P. Henson.
All right. Fabulous. Okay. Well, thank you for that. And you're a Shazam fan this morning?
I'm actually seeing Pet Sematary first because I'm a huge horror buff, and I can't wait to get my eyes on that.
And what are you hearing about that? I'm sorry to say I haven't heard much other than it's coming out this weekend.
Yeah, the buzz is pretty good on all three of these movies. Shazam is getting great early reviews. Pet Sematary is getting great early reviews. So they are said to be very good films.
Good. Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that. Entertainment news. We always ask you about some headlines. AMC, which is our local theater chain, 59-hour, 22-film Marvel marathon.
Yes, building up to the release of Avengers Endgame later this month. AMC theaters, only in a couple cities, only in major metropolitan areas like New York and L.A., they're having a marathon of all the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies leading up to Avengers Endgame. So if you want to go to that, the closest one, I believe, is in New York City in Times Square. But you would spend basically two straight days there, or 2.5 days, 59 straight hours of movie watching, 22 films back-to-back, culminating in the 3-hour and 2-minute Avengers Endgame.
Wow. Okay, is anybody really going to do that? I guess you could come and go. I mean, you're obviously not going to stay there for 2 days.
Most people do. They did a similar one to this before a couple years ago, and I knew people in New York, people I follow on Twitter, film critics and stuff, who were covering it, and they were snapping pictures of people sleeping on the floor of the theater and in the lobby and things like that. So I guess whenever you want, you just go and you take a nap wherever you can find a space.
Take your sleeping bag and catch a little cat nap and then get
right
back to the movie.
Right.
And do they have breakfast at the box office?
I guess popcorn and whatever other concessions that they have there, yeah.
Hot dogs, yeah, so okay.
I mean, it would be kind of a weird, long experience. I saw that they were doing this, and my first thought is, thank goodness I have a wife and children and a job, because, you know,
you
to me, wasting 2 days of your life doing this just to say you did it is kind of pointless.
Avengers Endgame is coming out. You were talking about this week.
Opens on April 26th, yes, and of course, highly anticipated. This movie is breaking all pre-sale ticket records. Everybody wants to know what happened. If you saw the end of Avengers Infinity War, you know it's got that amazing cliffhanger ending, so everybody wants to see how that resolves itself. So this is going to be a big, big hit movie. Like I said, the official running time is 3 hours and 2 minutes, so you're going to get a lot of bang for your buck there, and we're only a few weeks away from it.
And you can buy a ticket for a couple thousand dollars if you want to?
Some people are selling their tickets on eBay for $3,000 to $5,000. Yes, people are going out. They bought the early advance tickets for the most desirable screens, you know, big city locations or IMAX venues and things like that. They're going to be showing it. And now they're trying to sell those tickets. And they're asking, like I said, thousands and thousands of dollars for tickets to see this movie. And I can't imagine the mindset of anybody that would pay $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 to see a movie on opening night.
Well, unless you had a glongzillion dollars, you know, a couple thousand doesn't mean as much to that person, you know. So that person might be interested, you know, in getting that front row seat or wherever it is at the theaters. All right, Movie Mike, we'll see you at the movies.
All right, thank you.
Movie Mike McGranahan, always with us on Friday. Mike's a member of the Broadcast Film Critics Association and the Online Film Critics Society. And again, his appearance is sponsored by the Campus Theater Lewisburg.